The next morning, I awoke to the sound of birds. Junior, get yourself out of that bed. It's morning and we're burning daylight.
But Papa, I'm tired.
Well, you ought to be staying up half the night. And you, dog. I opened my eyes and looked into a face so ugly that it could have come out of a nightmare. And you, dog, it's time for you to go home. We ain't taking you to raise. My first and most natural instinct was to growl at something that awful looking, and then maybe to attack. But I caught myself just as the growl was building in my throat. I remembered how Wallace had got rid of Rip and Snort the night before. I didn't think I could stand that first thing in the morning. Yes, sir, I said. Matter of fact, I was just fixing to leave. Adios, Junior. See you around. In a flash, I was out of the cave.
Bye-bye, diddy doggy.
Junior waved his wing. Wallace followed me out. One of these days, maybe we'll have you for supper. I didn't wait around to find out what he meant by that. I vamoosed, found a cow trail that led out of the canyon, and headed for town. If you ever have a chance to wake up and see a buzzard first thing in the morning, you'll want to avoid it. That's what you call a rude awakening. Once I'd climbed out of the canyon and hit the rolling prairie country to the north, I had smooth traveling all the way to town. I reached the city limits about 1 o'clock that afternoon and traveled down alleys until I found the place where my sister stayed. Hadn't seen the gal in a couple of years, and I was kind of looking forward to the reunion. She stayed around an old two-story house on the south edge of town. Had a big backyard and several vacant lots around it. If a guy had to live in town, it wasn't a bad place. The back gate was shut, and a lot of dogs would have turned around right there and gone back home. But a locked gate never meant much to me. All you need is powerful back legs and remarkable athletic ability, and you can hop over any gate that's ever been built. I cleared that rascal with 6 inches to spare. I mean, you'd have thought I was a deer the way I soared over it. Didn't see the tricycle on the other side till it was too late. Kind of banged me up when I lit in the middle of it. Got a handlebar right on the end of my nose.